Good afternoon, folks. Welcome. This is a dedicated group. This is the end of the day, and I had this many people in a session. When I saw my schedule for this session, I'm like, there'd be like three people there. So I appreciate your dedication to the conference. My name is Brian Alderman, and I'm from Scottsdale, Arizona, way the other side of the U.S. Anybody else in the U.S. over here? One. Where are you from? Sorry? I'm sorry. Ohio, gotcha. So we're a little bit warmer in Arizona. We're supposed to actually hit 118 today, or tomorrow actually in Arizona. So I try to travel as much as I can outside of the country this time of year, or outside of the state this time of year because of the high temperature warnings that we get there. Again, my name is Brian Alderman, and this is either integrating Office web applications or configuring Office web applications to work with SharePoint 2013. I'll try to stay off the stage as much as possible because with my 5 head or /6 head, you're going to be quite a bit of a glare up there. So to keep the glare out of your face, unless I'm doing a demo, I'll kind of step down here and speak from down here. I'm from, again, from Arizona. I have my own company called MicroTech Points. I do consulting, training, authoring, and speaking. This is my third big conference this year. I spoke at the Italian SharePoint Conference in March, the London Evolutions Conference in April, and then this one this year. I'm trying to get in on a Sweden one because they do that one on a cruise ship. Anybody have anybody knows anybody on that deal, please let me know. Because that's a 2 or 3 day conference and it's all done a cruise. You dock out of Stockholm, end up in Finland or something like that. And you can pretty much never leave the ship. So that's hopefully that is going to be my next big one. My email account is brian@microtechpoint.com. If you need to reach me or want to reach me after with the session today, and I'll be around tomorrow. I'm doing a session around noonish, somewhere in one of the halls over there on optimizing SQL Server for SharePoint 2013, SQL Server 2012 or for SharePoint 2013. So I'll be there tomorrow as well. Twitter handles are Brian Alderman and MicroTechPoint, if you choose to follow. I co-authored the Microsoft Press SharePoint 2010 Administrator Companion. I'm co-authoring the Microsoft Press SharePoint 2013 Inside Out book. And I'm authoring a book for a press called The Expert SharePoint 2013 Administration. So again, when I'm not speaking, I'm writing or I'm consulting or I'm training. So that's a little bit about me. Now, I know I'm in competition because I don't know if you guys have noticed, there's another convention going on this week. Starts, I think it's either today or tomorrow. So anyone who doesn't have a tattoo that would like to bring go home with something special from Madrid, there's going to be a conference next door somewhere in this a pavilion that's going to allow you to get a tattoo. So the Mola, I'm calling it Mola Fest. That could be the wrong term. So if you see some different individuals running around tomorrow than us technical people, that there's a conference or a convention going on next door. I think either starts today or tomorrow. And you have to come back and let me know if you get a tattoo because I want to know how many people I corrupted while I was here that got a tattoo. But don't give your wives or husbands my name because I didn't want to get that. You know, I didn't want to get involved with that. But so I just thought that was ironic. If I had a chance, I probably would have got the Windows 8 logo, a temporary tattoo or something. But the flight back to Arizona would have been a long flight had I done that. So that's what the Mola Fest is. So if you start seeing some different people running around in the area tomorrow, we'll know why. So let's talk about what we're going to do. We're going to look at OWA. Now, there's a big change from SharePoint 2010 to 2013. In the sense that OWA are the Office web applications, or they were all service applications in SharePoint 2010. Well, Microsoft has spun that out into a different SKU, a different product, its own farm. You actually build an OWA farm now in 2013. We're going to look at kind of how we do that. We're going to walk through. I had to pre-cook some stuff because of the amount of time that we have to work with, but I'm going to show you everything that you need to do to get ready or prepare for the deployment of OWA and how it's different than what we had in 2010. All right? So we're going to do an overview. We'll do the comparison. We're going to introduce some terms that Microsoft has introduced that are a little confusing. So we'll talk about those. We'll actually walk through on the screen. So what I did is I put all the steps on a slide, and I'm also going to do a demo of it. And so you don't have to sit here and watch me type and fat finger everything. I'm going to cut and paste some of the commands. You're not going to touch Central Admin for starting up or deploying your OWA app. So we don't even go in. It's all PowerShell based, whether it be Windows PowerShell on the OWA farm and SharePoint PowerShell on the SharePoint side to get the two to talk to each other. So there's no GUI that allows us to do this work with each other. I'll also share some maintenance concerns, some troubleshooting tips. We're going to run into a couple. I'll kind of show you, say, hey, when you get this, you may see this error. This is what I want you to do. This is how you get around that error. Or don't do this to get around a specific error. And then we'll wrap up with some best practices. All right, so Office Web Apps. Let me step up here. I got a squeaky board here, so I'll try not to move too much. But so the Office Web Apps include Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and OneNote. If you want to set up an OWA farm, as we're about to, and you only want your users to be able to view the content that's inside of SharePoint, you don't need licensing for that. You can view the documents for free. If you want to be able to, well, for free, it's Microsoft. So it's free in a sense because you're buying the SharePoint, and you're buying the server licenses. But there's no extra licenses required if you're just going to view the content. If you want to be able to modify the document, when you open it up, whether it be a PowerPoint document or Excel document, then you have to have a license for that. So for the free version or to view documents doesn't require any additional licensing. But if you want to be able to allow your users to modify the content, then you need to get licensing for that. You can only use these in 2013. Let me just step back. How many people have installed SharePoint 2013 so far? Anybody? Okay, probably almost half. One of the things that's unique or new in SharePoint 2013 is our web apps by default use claims-based authentication. There's not a choice in the central admin to use classic mode or claims. It's claims. If you want to create one in classic, you have to use PowerShell to do that. So with that said, and the reason I'm bringing that up now is because the OWA will only communicate with claims-based authenticated web apps. So if you have some of the classic modes, the OWA farm's not going to be able to talk to those web apps. So that's one of the heads up on it already, is to make sure your applications in 2013 world are using that claims-based authentication so you can take advantage of the full functionality you have with the OWA farm. So again, if I didn't say it, OWA is Office Web Apps. I'm going to try to use some short terms, some TLAs to go once you go through this. So what's new in 2010 or 2013 from 2010? So in 2010, as I mentioned, OWA was deployed as separate service applications. All right. If I had multiple SharePoint farms, three SharePoint farms, I would have to have three service apps, one for each farm if I wanted to. The other thing, too, is if I wanted to patch part of OWA, like a component like Excel services, or if I wanted to patch SharePoint, the two, because they were integrated, they were part of the same farm, there was downtime. We'll say, let's say I just needed to apply a patch for SharePoint. Well, I lost my OWA apps because it was affecting my SharePoint farm. So that's some of the restrictions or limitations we had in 2010. 2013, now this is a whole separate animal. It's like its own farm. In fact, you can't install it on a SharePoint. If it detects SharePoint, it's going to send 100 volts of 100 kilograms of volts or whatever it is through your keyboard. Say, dude, you can't do that. All right, so it can't be on a SharePoint farm. I'll give you some of the limits as well. Multiple SharePoint farms can now use a single OWA farm. So one of the advantages is that we can create a single OWA farm with multiple servers in it, so we have the high availability and the redundancy, and have multiple SharePoint farms accessing that single OWA farm. So we've got a little bit more of a centralized area for my OWA farm. The patching is separate. If I want to patch OWA, there's no conflict with SharePoint. SharePoint's up and running. This OWA farm, by the way, can also be used by Exchange. And there's one other one I'll show you just in a second here. So it's not limited to SharePoint. So we can actually have this OWA farm that's being accessed by SharePoint as well as Exchange. I think it's Project is the other one. Independent scaling and optimization, you actually have the opportunity to add individual farms. You'll see some recommendations on how many servers in your OWA farm for the users that you're going to have. So we'll have some ideas on that. I know this is a busy slide, and normally don't do this, but these are just, and I'm not going to, again, I include this information for you because when you look at this later on, I wanted you to have all the information that was available. So these are some of the benefits and what's new with OWA. Some of the key ones, you can view and add reply to comments in the Word web app and PowerPoint. Co-authoring is now supported in Word and PowerPoint, not just in Excel and OneNote that we had in 2010. As I've already mentioned, the installation is completely separate from a SharePoint installation, so they can't even be on the same machine. It won't even install OWA if you detect SharePoint on there. So that's a big one. The licensing, I said, View only, you don't need to worry about licensing for the OWA. It's only if you wanted to do modifications to the farm. You can do what's called a quick preview, which displays a preview of content when you've done a search result. So now if I've got the search installed in 2013 and I've got OWA talking to that SharePoint farm, when my result set comes up, I can actually roll over and get a little mini shot of what is that, what's in that document that we have. So it really enhances the search capabilities as well. So a few of those, and again, there's some content I have in these slides, so you'll see, be able to review them at a later point. Terminology. Let's talk about OWA terminology. So they have I'm calling it WOPI, W-O-P-I, Web, no application. So Web Application Open Platform Interface. So that's what's used. So if you hear WOPI, they're talking about the Web Application Open Platform Interface. Now, with that said, there are two components that make up this farm and this integration between SharePoint and OWA. We have our WOPI apps and our WOPI clients. So ironically, our WOPI app is your OWA app server, your OWA farm or server that we're going to build and we're going to see work today. And the WOPI host is your SharePoint or your link or your Exchange documents. Link was the third one that was that we can use with this. So SharePoint, Link, or Exchange are the WOPI host, and the WOPI app is the server or servers that's hosting your content. Or that's, sorry, we not use host. That's what's confusing for me. The WOPI app is the Office web app server. So it's the farm that's hosting, yeah, I'm going to have to say Office, hosting your Office web applications. So WOPI host or a WOPI server, SharePoint, Link, or Exchange. And the WOPI apps or clients are the servers that you've already created that you're going to create that's going to manage the OWA applications. That's also referred to as a WAC, the Web Application Companion. So if you see a WOPI app or client or an OWA server or the term WAC, Web Application Companion, they're really all talking about the same component. Question? So the question, I believe, is if I have access, if I have SharePoint installed and have OWA installed on a separate server, in order for them to communicate, we need to create the OWA farm, and then we need to go into SharePoint and use and enter some PowerShell commands, which I'm going to show you, that will communicate with that farm.
The question is, when I have external access to my SharePoint
host. External access, okay. Yes, so you'll set up so the question is if I have external access to my server, my farm, a SharePoint farm, which is talking to OWA, well, I need separate access to you. Yeah, you'll set up an HTTPS to route to that, and we'll see some of the commands for that. We're actually going to set up an HTTP. Well, actually, I'll walk through it with it when I get to that point, because I'll explain it to you at that point. Okay, so if I say WAC or if I say a WOPI app or a client or the OWA farm or server, it's all the same thing. Those are synonymous with each other. And then the host, and this is ironic, is the SharePoint or the Exchange or the Link component. Obviously, we're here for SharePoint, so we're going to be focusing on the SharePoint piece of it. All right, the server requirements for the OWA. So as you can see, no Microsoft server applications that use port 80, 443, or 809. Can be running on that machine. All servers have to be in the same Active Directory domain. You cannot install it on a domain controller. And don't even try to take a domain controller and run DC promo and demote it. It will not install. If you type the word Active Directory on that machine, it will not install OWA. Okay? Not really, but if there's any indication that Active Directory was ever on that server, OWA will not install. I've spent hours on this, so don't lose any more hair than you need to. It won't work for you, okay? So always make sure you have a clean base image that's in SharePoint or that Active Directory has never been installed on. You don't need SQL Server. You don't need a database or access those databases. No databases required for this. We can use virtualization. You're going to see when I do the demo, I've got a domain controller. I've got as one virtual image. I also have an OWA server. / my OWA farm, and I've got my SharePoint farm. So those are all, and they're all virtualized. You can start out with a single server farm, but as the needs increase, and as you can see, typically a single server OWA farm can host 20,000 users. Beyond that, you should add additional servers, and we'll talk about how to do that as we build out the farm. But you may want to add servers for high availability and for better performance, even if you don't want to worry about the 20,000 servers. I'd hate to see you have 5,000 users and you've only got a single server. You lose that server, now nobody can use OWA. So most likely you're going to want to roll out in pairs just for availability. So to create the farm, and again, it's called an OWA farm because everything's farms nowadays, we're going to install the OWA prerequisites. I'll show you what those include. We're going to run the OWA setup to just download that and run the setup on that server. And then you're going to use PowerShell to configure OWA. We're going to use Windows PowerShell on the OWA farm. We're going to use SharePoint PowerShell on the SharePoint farm to get those two to talk to each other. All right? To create the farm, we use a PowerShell command called new Office Web Apps Farm. That creates that first server. That's going to be one that stores the configuration information. If I choose to add a second server and I want that first server, that second server to host my configuration information, I can use this this application here, this PowerShell command here to set Office Web Apps machine. So I can change that if I want to. To add additional servers, instead of using the new Office Web Apps farm as we see here, we now use the new Office Web Apps machine. And that's how we just start adding additional machines for that high availability and redundancy. If you lose the master server because they stay synchronized, the child servers will continue to function. So it's not like the master server has to be running on this OWA farm in order for my OWA documents to be presented. So the cool thing is the synchronization that takes place between those machines allows me to lose one of the servers in the farm but not lose the OWA functionality. So it gives us a lot more to work with in comparison to what we had in 2010 when we created our Office web applications. Software prerequisites. Windows Server, 64-bit, of course. 2008 R2 Service Pack 1. It has to be running on the OWA server. We also need .NET 4.5 framework. If you're running Windows 2008 R2 and not Windows 2012, by the way, you could run this on Windows 2012. If you're running Windows 2008 R2, you have to install KB Article 259.2525. All right, that has to be running. If you don't run it, when you try to create the farm on that, create the OWA farm using a PowerShell command, it'll kick right back at you and say, dude, you need to install the KB article until it gives you the number. But just to kind of be ready for it, you can just install that up front. IS 7 or 7.5, depending on what version of 2008 you're running or 2012. PowerShell 3.0 and IE 8 or later. So all those are the requirements. And again, you're not even going to open Central Admin in this session because there's nothing that we can do in Central Admin that's going to allow us to manage the OWA integration with SharePoint. So those are the prereqs. During the installation of the KB2592525, you might receive an error called "This update is not applicable to this computer." If you Bing it or Google it, depends on where you're from, you'll find a couple articles. One will say to uninstall, I'm going to drop you right down to the bottom bullet, do uninstall KB2670838. Well, that patches a few other things. So please, that bottom bullet is there for a reason. Do not uninstall that KB article, okay, because you're going to break something that you patched already. What I want you to do is extract the files. The way that they download the KB2592525, it comes in a .msu file. Depending on the setup on your server, you may have to extract it, and the command is right there. Extract files from KB with the command Windows 6.1-KB2592525-x64-msu. Extract it to C:temp directory is where I did, and that extracts those documents in the MSU file. The big one you want is the XML file. Then you jump down to the next command, and you type in that pkgmgr.exe, package manager, and you run that against the XML file, and that will install that KB article. All right, so a couple people learned this the hard way. They uninstalled the KB2670838. It allowed this to install, but then they got strange behavior afterwards. So trying to avoid some headaches for you. And again, I added this in this last night because I remembered a few people have talked about it, and I wanted this in a slide deck for you guys to be able to reference. All right, so to create the OWA farm on your OWA server, you have to type this in. And again, if I sat and tried to type this in front of you guys, it would have been a day. So I've already created the OWA farms by entering all this. This is a Windows PowerShell command. It sets up all the roles and all the features and all the functionality it needs for it to host the OWA server. Okay? You're going to do this on each server on your OWA farm that's going to become part of that farm. All right, so I just did it on one. I've got a machine called MTP-OWA. I've already run this, so to save you the pain of actually watching me try to type this in or cutting and pasting it, because it just kind of gets... And this is one command. So if you're familiar with PowerShell, there's no line feeds in here. You just keep typing until you run out of breath, all right, or run out of characters. All right, so that's how we create that OWA farm on the OWA server. Now, again, there's no installation of SharePoint. SharePoint's a completely separate entity at this point. We've got the OWA server over here, /farm. We've got our SharePoint farm over here. We need those two to talk to each other now. So what we do at this point is we go into PowerShell to connect the SharePoint farm. Now we switch from Windows PowerShell in the SharePoint world. We're going to the SharePoint server or SharePoint farm. We're going to use PowerShell from within SharePoint. And we're going to create this command. We're going to use this command here. Use new Office Web Apps farm to create the master, the first server. Whoops, I'm sorry. That's building the farm. This binds the entire SharePoint farm to OWA, and we run it once for all apps in the SharePoint farm. So what this does for me is it creates this application on the SharePoint farm, and it uses all the services, the Excel, the PowerPoint, the OneNote, and the Word by default. I can actually add a switch that says I only want Excel to be hosted on my I want SharePoint users to be able to access the Excel application. What I can do at that point is just put a dash application and specify Excel. Bless you. Specify Excel. So I don't have to have every component configured on my OWA farm, or I should say that differently. I don't have to allow every component on my OWA farm to be accessible from my SharePoint farm. Let me just go look at something real quick. I just want to double check something real quick. Office Web Farm. Okay, yeah. Okay, so just make sure I didn't confuse you, because I confused myself on this slide here. This new Office Web Apps Farm is what we run on the OWA side, all right? And then we're going to go in and we're going to set up some apps, we're going to run some commands on the SharePoint side. I'm going to demo all of those for you in just a few moments. I think I misspoke when I said that. OWA server roles. So again, we can have multiple servers in the farm. And there's the front-end server. We have an Excel back-end server. We have a Word back-end. And we have a PowerPoint back-end. So what this says is a front-end server, again, back to SharePoint terminology, but a front-end server in an OWA farm means it's hosting all of the service Office web apps. Or we can have one dedicated that's hosting just my Excel service, one hosting my PowerPoint service, or one hosting my Word service. So you can have them dedicated to specific services or web app services, or you can just have a front end server that's hosting multiple services. So it depends on how you want to configure. If you're heavy with Excel and you're using Excel calculation services and people are making lots of modifications, you may want them on a dedicated server for better performance, and then put Word and PowerPoint on a different server. So you can control what servers your OWA applications are running on. And that's kind of a little diagram of what this is all about. Okay, managing the OWA farm, all machines are identical in the OWA farm. Any machine can play any role. I mentioned that already. My initial server is my contains a configure information. It's going to respond to requests like every other server. We had additional servers over there. I can flip and make that master server any one of those other servers. Those guys stay synchronized all the time. I can reconfigure the farm without removing any machines or reassigning any roles. So I can just kind of make server number two now the master server that contains the config information. All this is done through PowerShell. Like you said, you can have a server that's hosting all the different Office web apps or dedicated Office web apps. If you run into any problems with it, I've had this a couple times already, sometimes it just gets flaky. And you can just try to run the repair Office Web Apps farm to resolve any issues with your OWA farm before you get desperate enough to have to use the R&R. And the R&R in this term is rip and replace. It's not rest and relaxation. So try the Office Web Apps repair Office Web Apps farm to resolve any issues that you may encounter. We talked about patching. Patching of the OWA farm is independent of SharePoint because they're two separate entities. You do have to take the machine out of the OWA farm to patch it, which I thought was a little ironic. So if you've got three servers in your OWA farm, if you want to patch it, you need to remove that server temporarily from that farm to patch it. Okay, the other two will continue to function as they are. If you're doing any major version, so let's say there's an OWA version 4 comes out somewhere down the road, you actually need, per server, you need to uninstall the current version and install the new version. Now, again, this is, I'm going to say it's in its infancy, so some of these quirks may change a little bit down the road, but just to be give you a heads up on how they handle these servers here. Again, it's not doesn't take that long to perform the patches, but they're also suggesting if you've got just two servers, if you're going to bring one down to patch it, you want to keep down, bring that down, and you know during off-peak hours, you've got good performance still. Okay, prepare Windows Server for the OWA install. If you're running Windows 2008 R2, which is the minimum operating system, you need to add one extra command. You need to execute import module server manager. Whoops. And then you go back and you type in that lengthy add Windows feature web server, continue all that one that we already did for you. If you're running Windows 2012, Server 2012, you just open up Windows PowerShell and you typed in this bottom command. So pretty much the same, but with the exception of this one command right here. Steps to install OWA. You download the Office web apps from the Microsoft Download Center. If you're running 2008, it's a .img file. You'll need to run the setup from there. So you'll extract the files from the .img file. There'll be a setup.exe, standard install. Right. If you're running 1xe, you run one setup, the rest the same. If it's on server 2012, you can actually run setup from within the .img because of the way that the two operating systems are separate are different. You can accept a licensing agreement in order to continue. Of course, you have to do that with pretty much any product. And then you specify the location of the OWA files, where you want them installed. By default, it's C:\program files. I think it's OWA or it's Office Web Apps. I'll show you actually when I get in the image of where it sets it up by default. So the installation is pretty straightforward. You can do what now. Normally I teach SharePoint Admin, and I tell people not to do a spousal installation. Anybody know what a spousal installation is? A spousal installation is when you sit there and you say okay, 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 kind of like you do when you talk to your spouses. So you don't want to do that for SharePoint. You can get away with a spousal installation here because there's really not much that for us to configure, and you'll be able to execute that and get that installed very, very quickly. Now what we need to do is on the OWA server, we now need to go in and build this farm. So what I've done here is that new Office Web Apps farm, internal URL. Now I'm going to demonstrate, my slides are using HTTPS because it's more secure, but my demo is going to be just HTTP, just because the way I have my images set up, quite frankly. So HTTPS, so dash internal URL, HTTPS, mtpowa.microtechpoint.com. The external URL, so this could be by external partner coming in, and then SSL offload, secure sockets layer offloaded. Editing enabled. This is only, you'll only specify this if A, you have the licensing to allow the individuals to edit the documents that are being deployed or being viewed. If you just have that free version where you're not going to allow them, you're not going to pay for the licensing where they can view them, you don't need the dash editing enabled. But if you want them to be able to modify any of those document types, you at that point need to specify the editing enabled. Then we'll just double check, and I'll show you this. We'll double check to make sure it exists. And then we'll go in to add another server. If we should choose to add additional servers, we can go in and use this command here, new Office Web Apps machine to join, and then the a master server that we already created. So this will be the complement of what we did up there. And again, I'm going to show you how we're going to perform all these together, but what I wanted to do is have these in a slide deck for you. So that creates my OWA farm. We now need to tell SharePoint sitting over here by itself, say, hey, dude, we've got this server over here, farm over here, that you want to be able to talk to for your search results and for your Office web apps. So we're going to open up SharePoint PowerShell. Everything that we did in an OWA server was in Windows PowerShell. Now this is going to be SharePoint PowerShell. We're going to create a binding between SharePoint and OWA. We're going to view the zones to figure out whether we're using HTTP or HTTPS. By default, on SharePoint, it'll create HTTPS. If you don't know that, you're going to think, okay, I didn't specify HTTPS. I would assume it's going to be HTTP. Don't assume that because it is actually by default HTTPS, and that will not that will prevent your SharePoint farm from talking to your your OWA farm. So we're going to be able to view to find out whether or not it's using HTTPS, which SharePoint does by default, and then we'll change that to use just HTTP. All right. So that's, and again, I'm going to demo that for you. That'll be right now, in fact. Any questions before I go in the demo? You guys still awake? Did you get a shot of espresso before you came in? Okay, let's do this. So just to show you my configuration here, I've got my MTP domain controller, I've got my MTP OWA. Again, that's the dude that can never have Active Directory installed on it. Otherwise, it would have blown up for me. And I've already installed the bits on that, and I ran that ginormous command. That's the only thing I've done on that machine. And then I have just my MTP, my SharePoint site over here. My MTP 01 is where SharePoint's installed. All right, that's our configuration. So what we're going to do is we're going to go into our MTP OWA, and go into full screen. You'll see I'm in Windows PowerShell. And you're going to see I got my little document here already. So, again, you guys don't want to watch me type all this in. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to create a new farm. And so I'm on my OWA server. So I'm going to create my new farm. And I'm just going to, instead of me typing this in, I'm going to Control-C and paste it. And we'll hit Enter. And that's going to go out. It's going to tell this server that we need to, well, I want to make this an OWA server farm. Now, if that KB article was not installed, there'd be blood on the screen already. Be red text on the screen saying, dude, you need to get that KB2592525 installed. Okay? But being we don't have any blood on the screen, we'll let this run for just a second, and it'll go out and tell this server, a virtual server, that we're going to create an Office Web Apps farm accessible using the name of the server is MTP OWA, by the way. The name of the server, and then we're going to say allow HTTP, and then editing enabled. Again, that editing enabled is optional in the sense that if we do not need have the licensing for that. Then it's going to say, okay, setting enabled is to true. You should only do this if the users in of this Office Web have licenses to permit the use of modifications. So we're going to go ahead and hit enter. Which is the default. So if you're just doing the spell, so again, that would be okay. That's assuming that you have licensing for the Office Web Apps. And that'll continue with that. Now, while it's doing that, we'll get ready for the next command. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a quick test now to find out if this is a valid interface or if it has OWA installed. So we're going to open up a browser. Today, I hope. Okay, here's the response from that. And there's some information here about editing enabled is true. All right, you can double check that there. And there's if you're going to dig into more of the customizations, you'll want to do some review on this to find out what is going on with these different parameters that can help you control the configure it for a better performance and better response. I guess my browser did not open up yet for some reason. There it is. Now I got two of them. We'll just do one. So notice the machine is MTP OWA that's got for us. I got browsers up everywhere. I just need one. Now this next piece is going to be really helpful in the sense that what it's going to display to me. Usually a little faster than this. Sorry about that. I don't think I have anything else running on this machine. Try to do one more refresh. Should bring up a bunch of code, actually, is what I really want to see here. MTP OWA hosting discovery. Well, that's a bummer. Sure. Let me just open up another browser. That seemed to be flaky here. Demos are great when they work. Okay. There we go. Okay, so that's what you should see. Apologize for that delay. I'm not quite sure why it didn't come up the first time. But you'll see here that we've got options in here. First off, we've got internal HTTP as a zone name. Check license is true because we're going to allow editing enabled. You see it in the server name, MTP OWA here. So you just verify that. And there's one more piece down here. So like I said, it's not attractive, but it just shows you. So it's showing you the different apps that I'm going by. Sorry. It's got the word viewer frame here and the handler. So it's showing you the different applications. And it's got this huge proof key odd value that you don't need to remember or anything like that, but it generates that. And that's what's used as part of the communication process. All right. So that looks good. Let me just minimize that for now. So again, we're still on the OWA side. If for some reason something doesn't work, I'm not going to do this, you can actually just remove. So if you decide you want to uninstall this OWA server or remove a server from the farm, you can do so using that command on that server. And that'll take it out of that OWA server. Okay, so we've got the OWA server cooking. So now we're going to go over to our SharePoint environment. Which is MTP01. And I've already got this open for us here. So notice now I'm not in Windows PowerShell over here. I'm in actually SharePoint's PowerShell over here. Like I said, nothing that we do with this configuration, nothing's done in Central Admin. So what we're going to do is, over here, we're going to set up what's called a new binding. We're going to tell SharePoint, by the way, there's a Whoopi app out there, client out there, and we're going to make you a host of it. And we're going to execute this command to make it familiar to integrate or communicate with the other server that we just created. All right, then we'll paste this in. So now we're telling SharePoint that we want to integrate it with this OWA server farm. And a bunch of this clicks along here, talks about the application word. Go up here, we've got different document types, Word docms, Word docxs. Give some more if I. Here's the internal HTTP again. All right, so it spits this out for you, which is kind of like, all right, what does that mean to me? What I do now is just check to make sure that the binding is good. So I'm going to actually Control C and Control V this in. And notice, because remember I told you, by default, SharePoint, when it sets up the binding, uses HTTPS. But we haven't configured the OWA server to use HTTPS. So what we need to do is tell SharePoint, at least for the interim, for the time being, we want this to use HTTP. So what we're going to do is we're going to set the binding, or the zone, to use HTTP. We're going to use this command to do that. All right, so I'm just going to up arrow back to the previous command. And you'll see now the internal dash HTTP is the zone that we're using instead of HTTPS. Okay, so I did that piece there. So now what we're going to do is, if you're using HTTP and not HTTPS, you need to configure SharePoint to use OAuth. So our next step is to say, okay, you've chosen not to use HTTP at this point. So what we need to do is we need to tell it to use OAuth as its security configuration. So we're going to execute this command next. And it's telling us that it's false. So if the previous command returns false, we need to configure SharePoint 2013. So this goes out, checks to see, are you using OAuth? No, we're not. So we need to tell it to use OAuth. So we're going to go ahead and execute these three commands sequentially. Let's get some space in here. We're going to set it to true. We want to use OAuth. And then we're going to go ahead and update it. And then we'll go back and we'll do that check that we did up here, this get that we did up here. So I'm just going to up arrow to that. And you'll see now it's true. It was false before and now it's true. So now we've set up SharePoint to communicate with the OWA server using HTTP. And because we're using HTTP, we need to set up the OAuth authentication method. So pretty straightforward so far. How many people are familiar with PowerShell? So they're like, okay, this is all cake. Okay, good. All right, so now we need to test this. So in my SharePoint farm, I can't be logged in as a system user. Okay, I can't be logged in as a system account. You have to be a non-system account user to do this. So what we're going to do is we're going to close this out. And I'm going to log off here. And log back in. So now what we're going to do is we're going to go into SharePoint. We're just going to go into the portal and open up an application or a document. Questions while it's preparing. There it goes. Preparing my desktop. So how many people have upgraded to 2013? Anybody running 2013 production? A couple of you? What's the general response from the users? Yay or nay? They liking it better? Yeah? No, thank you on that. This site has not been shared for Linda. Who? I did revert back. So no problem. We got to give Linda access to the site. Remember this. Can't remember what I called it. I'm going to try this one. Might be MTP save service. Let's do a quick check here. Too many images. I can't remember of all the usernames and passwords. MTP CA service. Okay, that's right. And then let's make sure she's not a member of. All right, she's not. Aqua Temple MTPCA service. Fat fingered in there. See, it's a good thing you didn't have to watch me type all that in. I fat fingered the password. All right, let's see what permissions. I typed it wrong. Oh, I did. I got poor rattle. Thank you. I was testing to see who was awake. Nicely done. All right, so let's see here. Side actions left in 2007, side actions right, or a right, then left, then back right. Keeps you guessing. Ooh, Linda's not in there. Actually, let me give her contribute because I want to show you guys the other piece. Okay. Now she'll have permissions. What I could do is actually, what I'll do is she'll show you what happens if you're in as a user or an admin. I'm going to go to vacation request, open up Milan. Don't think that's it though. All right, let's log out. And then back in with her. Try the browser again. Okay, so now we're logged in as Linda. And we'll just grab this fiscal budget. And you'll see it's opening up the Word document using the Word web app. It will, I think. Well, you'll see it's communicating with Word web app at least. So that would not work for a system account. And again, the entire configuration that we just went through was able to make that happen. And edit document, edit in a Word app. And we'll say MTP's fiscal budget in Madrid, Spain. I want to save it first, actually. All right, so that was the configuration between setting up the OWA server and then going back and setting up the SharePoint to communicate with that. So we're going to do a little bit of a review on that. as we come out of here. But that's, with the exception of me typing everything in, that's the steps that you would take. The only thing you didn't see is that lengthy, ginormous command of me typing that piece in. And there everything else was cut and paste. So as you can see, I fat finger a lot. So let's go back to our slide deck. And really, there's not that many commands. So for the separation of those Office applications to be its own SKU, its own product, hosted, that can host SharePoint, Exchange, Link, there's really not that many commands that we need to learn to build out what we just built out. To set up and configure the OWA, you've got these, what is it, 9 commands over here, is all we need to do to build that OWA farm out. All right, and then over for SharePoint commands, these are specific to SharePoint, there's maybe 10 commands over here. And a lot of them are just the same, you know, if you're familiar with PowerShell, there's always the gets to get information, the sets to set information, and then the remove to delete information. I'm trying to get a toast command, but they won't get a toast out there. So there's really not that many commands we need to understand to build out the OWA farm and to get that, and or to get that SharePoint farm to talk to that OWA farm. And this is a list of those commands that you'll need to be familiar with for us to be able to, for you to be able to complete that. Now, troubleshooting tips. Ensure WPI zone set properly on OWA farm to compare to SharePoint farm. That's that. The steps that I went through were the HTTP versus the HTTPS. If I didn't adjust that, because SharePoint builds it out with HTTPS first, if I didn't do that step to convert that to an HTTP, then we would have had issues with that communication. So what this does here is that that's that discovery here, is the OWA server name, and again, my slides are HTTPS because I prefer that you do it with HTTPS. So all the slides that you'll see have HTTPS in them, so you can configure it that way and set up the certificate. But to test it, just make sure you go in and inside, really it's just a blob of code, inside that code, make sure all the server name matches correctly, make sure, because you know, you didn't fat finger that, and make sure that's using HTTP versus HTTPS. So you can check that right off the bat to check to see if there's any going to be any incompatibilities. The logging is located in program data, Microsoft Office Web Apps Data Logs, ULS. That's the default location. Now, like every product, I mean, I think most of us agree with this as administrators, you should put all of your logs on the C drive, right? Okay, please say no. Okay, thank you. And that, as by default, this one does dump them on the C drive. And of course, we don't want that with any product, whether it be SharePoint or SQL or certainly not OWA as well. So we can change the default location here by setting this up here using set office web apps farm. The parameters is -logging, and you can set the location to get it off from the C drive and have it write to a different drive. Okay, so you may want to do that. And once you do that, you need to restart the server if you're going to make that change. Don't access OWA documents using the system account. You have to use a different account to test functionality. I've had several people have rolled this out and called me up. It's Brian, I went through step by step of what you said, and I can't get in. And that's why the first couple times I went through, I troubleshot everything with them. It's like, dude, I don't see what you're doing wrong. And then what they forgot to do is log out of the system account and go in as a normal end user. For some reason, there's a quirk there where the system account cannot be the test account for that. So as soon as they thought of that, it's like, oh, log in as a different, you know, non-system account, and it worked fine. So just be really, really careful about that. That's why I called that out, because it's caught me a couple times to not ask that question and make sure that there is they're not using the system account that they created the OWA server. And like I said, I think there's a few quirks with it right now because it's fairly new. As we get some upgrades to it, patches to it, I think some of these quirky things I'm calling out for you may go away. Don't install any Office product on the OWA server. I've had people that will go install OWA, it's running fine, then they decide to install Office or an Excel product on it, and it just kind of hoses things up with the operating system. So don't install any Office products on the OWA server. All right, best practice. deploy OWA in a multi-server load balance farm using HTTPS. So I gave you an example of a demo of a worst practice. First off, I didn't use HTTPS. I used just HTTP. And I put it out in a single server. All right? You're going to want to use HTTPS. All right, so the information using like IPsec is encrypted. And you're also going to want to have multiple servers out there just for high availability and for redundancy. So in the event that you lose a single server, you've got a second server to cover respond to those requests. And again, if you lose the master server, your child servers can continue to function. Don't install on a domain controller or an old domain controller, or don't even type the words domain controller on that machine that you're going to install that on, all right? Because it gets flaky. I had it on domain controller. I ran DC promo. I hacked the registry. I did absolutely everything I could find to indicate that this was no longer domain controller, and it would not install for me. So easiest thing, make sure you have a clean installation of Server 2008 R2 Service Pack 1 or Server 2012, and then you won't have any issues with this, as several people have run into. Make sure there's enough memory, especially if you're using things like Excel calculation services. That can be pretty memory intensive, so you want to make sure you have some enough memory on your OWA servers. Encrypt your traffic between servers using IPsec. Turn off Microsoft auto updates on OWA servers. And normally Microsoft is saying turn them on. They're actually suggesting we turn them off. So what you don't want to do is have this update take place, and all of a sudden SharePoint, Exchange, and Link can't communicate with SharePoint with the OWA servers because it performed an update that caused some issues with it. So on this particular server, on these servers in an OWA farm, you'll want to turn off the auto updates and just make sure that you patch them as you should. Remember, they need to be patched individually. So you want to make sure that you do that manually versus an auto update. And then create an OU just for the OWA servers. If you are going to have multiple servers, they're going to be set up in your OWA farm. In your Active Directory world, create an OU just for those servers so that we can use that for deploying group policies on that organizational unit. All right, folks. Related content, breakout session, collaborating with new Microsoft Office web apps. There's actually a hands-on lab that you can go to. You might want to jot these numbers down in case you get some free time tomorrow. And the exam prep, today's Wednesday. The exam prep was either today or tomorrow, and I can't recall. And there's going to be some instructors that's going to be allowing you, providing information on how to prepare for these exams. So a breakout session, another breakout session is OUC B203. A hands-on lab is out there, SES H202, and an exam 09 is an exam prep option that you may want to go sit through to give you some ideas for those of you that are going to be working on your exams. Other resources are Channel 9, Sessions on Demand. We also have TechNet, and we have the Microsoft Learning, and for developers, we have MSDN capabilities available for you. So make sure you use these for resources for any additional information that you may want regarding the OWA configuration. All right. This is my information in case you didn't jot it before. Keep in touch, www.microtechpoint.com or brian@microtechpoint.com, and my Twitter handles are there as well. And we ask that you complete an evaluation because you can win stuff. So make sure you complete an evaluation. And here's the QR code for that. You can scan this QR code to evaluate the session. And you can do that. And like I said, the evaluations are used for some of the giveaways. So we want to make sure that you complete your evaluation. All right, anybody have any questions? Has anybody deployed OWA before and run into any problems or out there? Yeah. Comments? I'm so sorry, I can't hear you. So the question is there any issues or configurations or considerations if you have alternate access mappings? None that I'm aware of. I can't think of anything because you're really just talking server to server, not so much the URLs or the web apps, because it's a server configuration. Other questions? I know it's drinks. I was just around the corner, you guys. I apologize, but we're almost done. Yes, sir. The slide deck is already on the wrong one. SQL Server 2012 optimization for SharePoint. Yeah, I have two of them. Well, there should be one for SQL that I'm doing tomorrow, and this one should be up there as well.
Then you've uploaded the wrong one for this session.
Okay, they have, but I'll get that fixed. So I put them on a spot that they grab them, and they push them up to where they would need. Okay, I'll get that taken care of. So the one for this one, you're seeing SQL optimization. Did anybody happen to check SQL optimization, see if you're seeing this one? Don't matter. I'll get that fixed. Thank you for that. I didn't know that. Any other questions? No? Oh, you're stretching. All right, so I know country drinks or whatever begins shortly, so we'll hopefully see you all tonight. Thank you very much. We'll see you soon.